Texas has 15 million more voters today than it did at the end of last year. Several thousand of those newly minted voters come from counties in northeast Texas, and a couple thousand of those came at the finish line. Bruce Sherbet is the elections administrator in Collin County.
So we took a 30-day period from our cutoff, which was October 9th, and went back. And we had, just in that 30-day period, 12,748 new registrants in Collin County.
Even in a county of 580,000 registered voters, 13,000 new ones in a month is jaw-dropping, especially when you consider this.
In 2014, it was 4,801.
That's for the same 30-day lead-up to registration deadline. Out in Hunt County, Elections Administrator Mina Cook says the county added more than 2,000 new voters between September and the deadline. 1,500 of those were in the final 30 days. Next door in sparsely populated Fannin County, there are about the same number of newly registered voters this year. That's actually less than it was a year ago, but
602 came in the last 40 days, so that's nearly a third.
Fannin County Clerk Tammy Bigger says just a few weeks ago, the county saw one, maybe two dozen people a day registering to vote.
The last day of registration, we had somewhere between 80 and 100.
For county clerks in northeast Texas, the reason for all the last-minute registrations appears to be one particular event.
I am here because I believe it is my civic duty to tell you
I denied the
me.
Allegation
well,
immediately,
and I were
categorically.
But while clerks say new registrants have openly cited the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation fight as a motivator to vote, even among senior citizens who have never voted before, that fight seems to have galvanized as many conservatives looking to defend the Republican majority in Washington as there are progressives looking to upend it. In Commerce, I'm Scott Morgan.